Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right. Good morning. The chill is finally broken here. Today I get range time. But I digress. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday, this is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This show brought to you in part, this hour brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. Lionheart is going to have a wild, I mean wild, Black Friday sale on their pistols. I've got one that, like I said, the chill is finally broken. I can go out and shoot today. And I'm going to be taking the Lionheart LH9CN out. The CN denotes compact Novak sights. And I'm going to take that out. I'm going to take this puppy out. And I'm going to run it through its paces. And I'm going to film it. And I'm going to put it on the website. And maybe we can get it on the Lionheart site as well. Just to see what you can buy at a deep discount. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. Coming up next hour from Grand Funk. We're going to be joined by the lead singer, the heart and soul, the guy that wrote all the music, Mark Farner. And then in the second half hour, we're going to be joined by Larry Lasky, who makes this the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is the best gun lube out there. This is the only stuff I use. And I've tried a few. In the meanwhile... The gun prohibitionists of Bloomberg's Moms Demand Action, they have led a shrill social media campaign against Kroger. They recently, yesterday, they got Jay Leno to drop out of SHOT Show with their little Twitter campaigns. Jay should have gone the way of Kroger and just ignored them. They had a few dozen protesters outside of a Kroger shareholder meeting in Cincinnati last month. Last night, they attempted to spin several criminal acts that occurred on Kroger property around the country as justification for banning the lawful carry of firearms by citizens under local, state, and federal law. So here is their addled argument. See if you can wrap your mind around it. Responding to news reports of shootings at Kroger stores in Toledo, Ohio, and Fulton County, Georgia this week, Moms Demand Action for Gun Sense in America is today reiterating its call on Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen and President Michael Ellis to prohibit the open carry of guns in its stores. Our thoughts are with the victims of these two shootings at Kroger locations in Ohio and Georgia. The last place I expect to encounter a loaded gun is at the grocery store, especially not a place that promotes being family-friendly like Kroger, said Shannon Watts, spokeshole for the Moms Demand Action of Guns for Gun Sense in America. These shootings, along with the 16 other shootings and threats at Kroger stores nationwide in the past 2 years, should be a wake-up call to Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen and President Michael Ellis. Guns do not belong at the grocery store. Now, let's take that into consideration, shall we? The incident in Toledo happened in the back of the parking lot, away from the main traffic of shoppers, according to police. The shooting had nothing at all to do with the store or grocery shoppers and appears to have been a planned meeting between assailants and victims. The article, cited by the Moms Demand Attention, strongly attempts that this was a drug-related crime. It was criminal on criminal. In this instance, Kroger's policies, which quite reasonably follow local, state, and federal law, would have had no effect on criminals already willing to commit the felony crimes of multiple counts of attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon, and presumably the other various other crimes associated with dealing drugs. How would banning the carry of holstered handguns by law-abiding customers have stopped this criminal behavior in the back of a parking lot at a Kroger? It wouldn't, and any rational person would have to agree with that. I got to do something here. I don't like what I'm hearing that's coming from me. Anyway, the shooting in Fulton County, Georgia, of a beloved church choir member during an armed robbery in the parking lot was even more tragic, as two criminals apparently targeted a victim coming out of the store completely at random as he got into his car after shopping. These criminals committed the felony crimes of armed robbery, assault with a deadly weapon, and attempted murder. Once again, how would the banning of holstered handguns by law-abiding customers inside a Kroger store have stopped this criminal attack that occurred within the store's parking lot? Once again, it wouldn't. It couldn't. As a matter of fact, if they started banning guns inside the Kroger store, they'd probably have these kind of things happening inside the Kroger store, not just waiting for them to get out on the parking lot. In both instances cited by these completely void of logic prohibitionists, the moms demand attention is attempting to argue that further restricting the carry of firearms by law-abiding citizens would stop illegal behavior. They're making the argument, the absurd argument, that removing deterrence to aggression stops aggression. It's the same thing as saying that rape can be solved if women stop fighting their attackers. You can think of Bloomberg when you see these kind of things, unless, of course, you happen to be sane. The moms demand, like all gun prohibitionists, will get out there and say, and there's a study out now, there's a study out that they're using to corroborate. It's a very doctored study. But they've got a study now that says more guns equal more crime. And I'm sure they'll be trumpeting that to all the heavens. Of course, anybody that I respect looks at it and says, wow, that's really flawed the way they came up with those conclusions. This idea, when they want to start disarming and taking guns away to prevent crime, who do they start with? Who are they wanting to disarm first? Those of us that are law-abiding, that will obey the law. We'll yell about the law. Some of us will defy the law. But for the most part, we're going to obey the law. And it comes down to the fact that they don't care about crime. This is not about crime. They don't care about crime. A police officer with a badge can be wearing five guns in plain sight. And if he's walking through a Kroger store looking for his turkey pot pie and DiGiorno pizza, nobody cares. But if you're just a plain Jane civilian citizen, executing your Second Amendment right, given to you by God, codified by the founders. No, we can't have that. We cannot have that. That's bad. You're a criminal in waiting. You're going to snap at any minute. Okay. You're entitled to your own opinion. The only problem is you're not entitled to your own facts. You don't get to make up facts. I come armed with facts. People like me come armed with facts. You have facts. You know, and the moms demand attention. They know the facts, too. That's why Shannon Watts walks around with some of, she borrows some baby Hueys from the Bloomberg Protection Squadron. Oh, my. Just pay attention to what they're doing. Just pay attention. They are going to try to bring I-594 to all the other states, and in the meantime, all this other stuff that you see out there right now is a subterfuge. This is to take attention away from you, and be aware of that. Realize that. This is not their main thrust. I-594 is universal background checks. That's their main thrust. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Attention listeners, SurvivalLife.com is giving away free EverStrike permanent matches for a limited time only. These matches are waterproof and will light in any weather condition, rain, snow, or sleet. It will still throw a spark. Its built-in ferro rod strikes at 3,000 degrees, and it is good for 15,000 strikes. Normally, $15. Today, it's free. Get yours at freewaterproofmatch.com. Again, that's freewaterproofmatch.com. Hurry, supplies are limited. Visit freewaterproofmatch.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Main in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. These are really good pistols. I've been getting more and more acquainted with it. I'm going to do a review of it today. Finally get to go out and go hot with it, get loud with it. For a double-action pistol, I can't think of one that would be any better than this, and I'm talking, you know, any price point. And they've got a Black Friday sale coming up. On Black Friday, that's going to be 4 days long, 28th, 29th, 30th, first. And you can get discounts of up to $276 on some of their pistols, 44% off. Go check them out at LionheartIndustries.com. A would-be cop killer wearing a battle dress, carrying a semi-automatic rifle, decided to break into an Indianapolis restaurant and intentionally triggered the burglar alarm, then set up an ambush in preparation for the police officers. He was very much expecting to come and investigate. The only reason they didn't show up was because the owner had been getting false alarms from the system, and he told the alarm company to avoid sending the police. Bad situation here. RTV6 obtained a copy of this attempted ambush. Indianapolis Metro Police are trying to find the person who appears to have planned to shoot and kill officers as they arrive to a crime scene. The FBI has set out a round of alerts to the nation's law enforcement agencies, warning against possible retaliation against officers pending a grand jury decision from Ferguson, Missouri. The officer awareness bulletin was issued not long after the early morning breaking at the Flashbacks Bar and Grill in Indianapolis. The armed suspect broke through the front glass doorway and was picked up on surveillance video from inside. They're saying he was armed with an M4 rifle. Very likely not. He was probably armed with an AR-15. I doubt that, unless he stole one, I guess. Maybe he broke into a cop's vehicle and stole an M4. I don't really know how they can make that designation. I guess that's just them trying to put a label to it. Public Safety Director Troy Riggs said the individual was lying in ambush waiting for officers to respond to the alarm. Ambush is another level. We get these reports from time to time. With terrorism, with people being more aware of that, we seem to be getting more and more of that. RTV6 seems to be implying that this attempted attack is linked to this grand jury decision coming out of Ferguson, Missouri. Of course, they don't provide any evidence of this. And I hope they're wrong. There's plenty of evidence online too, and on TV where you can look at the quote-unquote Michael Brown supporters. And they do seem unreasonable and perhaps even a bit unhinged, but this is the first time that I've seen anybody suggesting that police around the nation may be targeted for murder because of the grand jury's decision and because they wear a uniform. I hope the Indianapolis police identify this guy quick and get him under control. Because that's not something that we need. That's not something that I don't think all police officers are bad. I do think that there are some bad apples in there, as there, there's 920,000 of them. They can't all be angels. But for some reason, I've never run up against a bad cop. I have never run up against a bad cop myself, personally. Seen plenty of video of them. I do handle them a little bit different than, when a police officer's coming up on me. I'm not going, am I being detained? Am I being detained? I don't have to show you my ID. That's none of your business. Am I being detained? Can I go on my way? Am I free to go? I don't do that. Now, recently with this revelation that Jonathan Gruber has gotten out there as far as Obamacare and how they had to capitalize on the stupidity, as he put it, of the American voter. When you look at everything in government now, does this give you a moment's pause to think, well, how many things have they misled us on? How far does that go? And I've said this before, and I'll continue saying this. Anytime you hear somebody come up to you and tell you if there were only fewer guns on the street, there'd be less crime, that's part of the big lie. And if somebody out there that's not a lobbyist and not an activist and just somebody watches the magic box comes up and throws that at you, they have fallen. They've fallen victim to the big lie. Um, So right now, besides I-594 and all of the moms demand action, actions, I guess you would say, if that's grammatically correct. Besides that, there's not a lot of overt challenges to the rights of armed self-defense. In fact, the courts are beating a lot of these back in a lot of cases. And the big lie here is that they aren't actually actively occurring. That's the big lie. That's the big lie. Now, what we're going to have, see, Obama's going to throw amnesty our way today. He's going to drop that. Now, amnesty is going to be gun control. They're going to do that to shore up a voter base. They're going to do that to try to change the paradigm. They're going to do that to try to get a bunch of usher in a new era for the Democrats and the liberals. This will do it. 11 million new voters, how can it miss? And that's if that's actually how many there are. Okay? It makes you wonder why they say 11 million when, in fact, they're trying to print 34 million green cards. Why are they doing that? If there's only 11, why do we need 23 million extra? But there will be gun control built into that. Obamacare has gun control built into it. And now we have the UN Arms Trade Treaty. Now, Obama is going, this is my forecast, okay? I haven't heard anything along these lines. Obama's going to see how this executive action on amnesty goes. And if this works, and if he doesn't get enough, if nothing bad happens and he can weather that storm, he will try to implement the Arms Trade Treaty by executive action. Now, no longer am I afraid of President Joe Biden. Not afraid of him anymore. If Obama passes amnesty, if he does executive action on amnesty, they need to start the articles of impeachment immediately. Obama needs to be another first. He's the first black American president who's half white. He also needs to be the first president actually impeached and kicked out of office. And we need to be talking about President Joe Biden then. And we'll see how much fortitude this Congress has. We'll see. We'll get an idea of it with this continuing resolution. If they pass the short term versus the long term. Short term is what we need. We'll see. Because it's time to fight back against the big lie. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's CATIarmor.com. Come and take it.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. I've got one of their guns right here, the Lionheart LH-9C. This is the best as far as the different ways of carrying the gun and as far as being a safe firearm to handle. This is one of the best, if not the, this, well, no, let's amend that. This is the best double action gun of the type that I've ever seen. Both the upper and lower are hammer forged. So this is a steel gun, but it's a lightweight steel gun. And today I'm going to pull the trigger on it till my index finger breaks. Because I finally get to get loud with it today. Check them out. Check out the Black Friday sale coming at LionheartIndustries.com. Coming from Reuters, they've got a little ditty out there right now where the, you know, Wayne LaPierre was crowing about how the NRA helped the Republicans take control of the Senate and how gun control has been beaten back. However, they say that everything is not hunky-dory in the consumer arms business. Now, Colt Defense, Colt Firearms, just had to get a loan, $70 million loan, to keep from defaulting on a payment. Colt has hit hard times. They lost government contracts. When you don't go out and cultivate the civilian market, when you sit back and say, look, we've got these big, fat government contracts, we don't need to even worry about the civilian market. When you don't do that, when you lose the government contract like Colt did to FNH, well, then you're in trouble. You are in trouble then. Ruger, Smith & Wesson in the stock market. They have their value. They've lost value. And if you're playing the stock market and if you're buying and selling stock, it's sort of bad for you if you worry about that kind of thing. And so for Reuters, they're saying that this is good news for guns, but bad news for gun makers. And you see, they lay this firmly upon the part where weapon sales are driven by fear. If we're not worried about the enactment of laws that might curtail our firearms ownership, then there is no boost to business. Now, never mind that they just... September of 2014 was the biggest September. It was bigger than the September of 2013. And never mind that 2014 is at a little bit... that we're a little bit higher in 2014 than we were in 2012 without the panic buying. And never mind that the panic buying was not that much truly higher. It's just that everything got bought. Ammunition got bought. Buttstock replacements got bought. Springs got bought. Magazines, ammo, all this stuff got bought. It all got bought out. Never mind all of that. According to Reuters, and they're doing it from an investment point of view, this is going to hurt investors. Never mind all this other stuff. Now, Colt, like I said, Colt has $308 million of debt. Now they've got $378 million of debt. Colt is going to go away sooner or later. If Colt does not make a pivot and start courting me and you instead of the U.S. Army and law enforcement, because, you know, guns are durable goods. They don't burn out in a year like the iPhone does. So if they don't start doing something different, they're going to go away. And that will be a shame because they've made some very iconic guns over the years. But nature abhors a vacuum. You can't sit out there forever with the same product line, year in, year out, relying upon your name brand. You just can't. If you're not out there innovating, you're going to lose. Everybody that I deal with are innovators. Freedom Group, actually owned by Cerebras Capital, their debt ratings were cut by Moody's, which cited continued pressure on revenue and the EBITDA for the remainder of 2014. Freedom Group, they have consolidated. Freedom Group they contain Pear Ordnance, Remington, DPMS, AAC. They've got a lot of brands there, and they have consolidated. They've laid a lot of people off. Bushmaster's part of it. And that doesn't mean anything that they've consolidated. They started consolidating a while back. Why? Where do you think Wyndham Weaponry came from? See, here's the thing about this. When they do stuff like that, that's nothing but opportunity for some people. The owner of the building of Wyndham Weaponry, Richard Dyke, he said, you know what? We can build guns on our own. So he put out a little letter. Hey, would all of you guys like to work for me directly? We'll make our own gun brand. And they did. And they're innovating. They're innovating. They've got 308. They've got AR-10s coming out, which they never built before. They've never built AR-10s before. So this whole notion that the gun industry is in trouble is specious. It's not based upon any sort of facts. The gun industry does not revolve around the ebb and flow of the stock market, unlike a lot of other industries. They're still doing things and moving around. Beretta is moving. Remington is moving. Remington in Ilion, New York, was the first manufacturing plant of any sort in the United States, predating Ford. And after all this time in Ilion, New York, they're moving to Alabama. Because it's getting tough to do business and it's getting tough to exist in places like New York State. They're saying that the gun business does not have a catalyst. Well, yeah, they do. Yeah, it does. Because with the dissemination of information, with all the stuff that we face on a daily basis, while we're not in the middle of a panic buy, The gun industry is doing just fine. There are some businesses, I talked to some guys, well, you know, sales are flat right now. It depends on what you're making. It depends on what you're making. Handguns, as far as I can tell, have not really dropped off. The AR-15 market is sort of cratering, right? And right now is the best time to buy an AR-15. If you're sitting around, I mean, Upstate Armory Group, upstatearmorygroup.com, they have a Bushmaster package, $595. $595 for an AR-15. Which is a very, I mean, it's the, I keep wanting to like AKs, and I just can't get past the fact that I'm an AR guy. I was at Upstate Armory Group, and I picked up an AK, and I was like, this is pretty nice. It was Arsenal, and I was like, this is pretty nice. But then I realized, but I don't really particularly like AKs. So, right now, it compared to 2013, yes, 2014 hasn't been nearly as good as 2013 was. But there were catalysts. There was a lot of people that bought a lot of things for prices they should have never paid. That's one thing. The prices on some of the stuff, the stock that wasn't in the big box stores, that went up. People were going to the big box stores and buying them for their big box price and then turning around and quadrupling their money. They were buying DPMS Oracles, which I think you'd get for $600, and turning around and selling them for $2,000 because everybody thought they were going away. Because Joe Biden said something about executive orders. And, you know, with executive orders, you can only do those that have shore up existing law. And there was no law banning AR-15s when he said that. I don't know why I was the only one that knew that. I'm sure I wasn't the only one that knew that, but you know. You know what I'm saying? We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins, but did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoins. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze-Dry Guy's No-Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price, $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze-Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Coming to you live from the Frog Loop Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by Lionheart Industries. And I've got one right here, and I'm going to make it get loud today. And I'm going to film it. I'm going to film it for you. And I'm going to give you my impressions of it. My impressions of it so far are absolutely positive. As a double-action pistol, I've never found one as safe as this one is, and that is primarily because of all the things you can do with it to manipulate it and set it up for the three modes of carry that you can carry it in. I find everything to work. I was a little concerned at first from what I'd seen of the safety, but the safety does work, and it works well for me. So more stuff on that. Their Black Friday sale is coming up on the 28th. It's going to be 4 days long. You can get into a Blackheart pistol or a Lionheart pistol for a song. In some cases, up to 44% off. Check them out at lionheartindustries.com. Law enforcement in the Ferguson area, the regular rank and file cops are getting out there, and there's something called the St. Louis Cop Talk Forum. And some of the supposed police officers in the Ferguson area are issuing warnings to others in the community to protect their families with firearms. Many posting in the forum expressed fears that demonstrators will take to the streets regardless of the decision made regarding Officer Darren Wilson. Vocative reports under the name A Concerned Cop, one commenter shared the following warning. If you do not have a gun, get one and get one soon. We will not be able to protect you or your family. It will be your responsibility to protect them. Our gutless commanders and politicians have neutered us. I'm serious. Get a gun, get more than one, and keep one with you at all times. The identity of that commenter was not confirmed as a police officer, but the FBI's issued warnings regarding this, what they expect to see, possibly see, out of this grand jury decision that is coming. Hasn't dropped yet. I think a few people expected it to drop last Friday, but it hasn't dropped yet. I don't know why. They need to just go ahead and put it out there. I know a lot of people are saying, well, they could do it when it's really, really cold, and maybe they won't come out. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Drop it, and let's see what happens. And this is all based upon truth, okay? It's all based upon truth. Other posts in the forum echo concerned cops' sentiment, going so far as to label the protesters and activists in Ferguson as terrorists and calling out local businesses that have identified themselves as supporters of the protests there. There's nothing wrong with protests. There's nothing wrong with protests at all. Except that's not what we're going to have. We're not going to have protests. You got the Black Panthers there. They've posted pictures of them bringing guns into the area and everything else. And this is going to be... it's going to be something a little more than just a protest. If they execute the way they're telegraphing they're going to do. If their intentions actually come to fruit. The whole part of the "we can't protect you" rings really loud with me. And because I know that's always been the case. And it's nice to see one of them get out there and, you know, most of the time the politicians and the commanders will get out there and say, well, you don't need to do this and you don't need to do that. We'll take care of that for you. Well, they show up with chalk. And they very kindly draw a very nice artistic rendition of the outline around your body when they find it. They can't protect you because they're not there. They would if they could, but they can't protect you because you're not there. The cop is not there when something happens to you. And especially in times of massive unrest. Well, let's not even call it that. Let's say massive rioting and looting. Massive unrest is a bunch of people sitting around grumbling, holding up signs, protesting. Rioting is something else altogether. And it has no rhyme or reason. You can be walking down the street and the whole massive crowd can pass you by, or they may focus on you. And you may get the mud kicked out of you. And unless you have some sort of a force equalizer, you're very likely going to get the mud kicked out of you. And all that stuff I was talking about from Reuters in the last segment, that's not happening right now in Ferguson. The gun shops are getting cleaned out. Because the civilians and the business owners are going to take care of themselves. Just like the Koreans did in Los Angeles in the 90s when the big massive crowds were coming. They took up spots on the rooftops and they were ruthless. And this is going to be the way you have to be. When you're facing an unreasonable mob, and they're coming at you, Molotov cocktails in hand, clubs, guns, whatever they're bringing. You have to be ruthless. Because they're not going to cut you any slack. They're not going to, you know, I do my laundry here at the laundromat. Let's not burn it down. Tell that to the people. I mean, go look at Korea. Go back and look. Go on YouTube and find footage of the L.A. riots and punch in L.A. riots Koreatown. They did what they had to do. Or look at Katrina, where most of the cops abandoned their post and went home and took care of their families. Cops are people. They're going to take care of their families. They want to take care of their families. So this rings true, this whole "we can't protect you" part, and it's you know, and this is a good point. I don't know who you are, guest seven, but that's a very good point. The moms demand action are always decrying crime with gun. They need to go where the crime is and decry crime with guns. They need to go into the inner city of Chicago or the inner city of Baltimore. So pick any place in New Jersey, Newark, Camden. Go there and decry. Get on the soapbox then and talk about criminal use with guns, because you and I are against that both. Moms demand attention, and I, we're both against gun violence perpetrated by criminals, or so they say. I know that's not really true, but they actually don't care about that kind of thing. But in Ferguson, this is going to be if the police are charged with keeping order. And so that means that the individual is left to their own devices. If they decide that letting your neighborhood be looted and burned to the ground will facilitate the protection of the public at large, they're going to sit back and stick the marshmallows on the sticks and just roast them in the flames of your neighborhood. That's why when it comes down to it, you're going to have to protect yourself. The Second Amendment was written to ensure that the government didn't deny you the ability to do just that. So for the law-abiding citizens of Ferguson who will most likely face a rabid mob who care more for looting for profit and blind mayhem than the actual facts of the Michael Brown case, this is what I say to this. Police can file a report, but only you, the individual, can stop a crime. So you need to arm up and good luck. Good luck. If this were happening around here, I know exactly what would happen. I talked to a few guys about this yesterday. I know exactly what we would do, and I know exactly how we would proceed. I know exactly how the news reports would come out. Civilian paramilitary squad gears up and pushes back rioters. Mayhem ensues. When asked how he felt about it, one member of the paramilitary squad said, "I'm hungry." Pushing back a mob is hungry work, builds an appetite. But we need to all sit back and take stock and be aware of what's around us as well. I mean, they would love to see, some of these agitators would just love to see the United States burn. Just like Alfred says in Batman, there's some people in the world that just want to see it burn. Coming up next from Grand Funk, we're going to be joined by Mark Farner. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation with you.
By now, you heard about Bitcoins, but did you know that over 65,000 businesses accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co, because at BidBit.co, you can receive Bitcoin by selling your personal items or business products. You heard right, whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your products quickly, easily, and securely at BidBit.co. That's BidBit.co. BidBit.co.
Extendivite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.